Youth, I hope you're listening. This is powerful stuff. If youth listen to this, they could become millionaires by the time they're 50. Some of us have to work a little harder. Myth 7, leasing a car is what sophisticated people do. You should lease things that go down in value and take the tax advantage. Truth, consumer advocates, noted experts, and a good calculator will confirm that the car leased is the most expensive way to operate a vehicle. If you purchase a car, now listen to me, folks. If you purchase a car with cash, on average, the dealer makes $82 profit. If you finance with them, they sell the financing contract and make an average of $775 per car. If you lease a car, the dealer sells it to the local bank for an average of $1,300. So again, Dave says, you do the math. Myth 8, you can get a good deal on a new car at 0% interest. Well, the truth is a new car loses 60% of its value in the first 4 years. Folks, that isn't 0% interest, is it? So if you buy a $28,000 car, stick with me here. If you buy a $28,000 car, in 4 years, you will lose $17,000, and that's almost $100 a week. If you buy a new car, folks, literally, if you buy a new car, when you're driving to work, open your window once a week and throw a $100 bill out. That's what you're doing. When you buy a new car, you might as well throw a $100 bill out once a week as you drive to work, because that's exactly what's happening when you buy a brand new car. And that's at $28,000. Truth, or myth. I'm getting confused on what's truth and what. No, not really. You should get a credit card to build your credit. Oh, I've heard that before. Truth, most people do not pay off their credit cards and are spending money they don't have. If you're having trouble anyway, folks, don't get credit cards. I tell you what, I have to admit, through the seminary process. You see, Jamie and I was a chemist and she was a teacher in Kansas, which Kansas teachers are relatively higher paid in the teacher's kingdom, so to speak. And so we were pretty well off as far as 20-year-olds in the, what would that be, back in the 1913s. No. But anyway, for some reason, somebody named G.O.D. came knocking. And we quit our jobs, and yeah, we got a parsonage, but we had a $15,000 income and no health insurance. That's like 1/6 of what we were getting before, maybe even less than that. We used credit cards to buy groceries. When we had Paul, we went to the hospital and we had one of those little insurance cards that we buy ourselves, you know. The hospital laughed and says, well, we'll just pretend like you don't have insurance. That really made us feel comfortable about our insurance. But we bought diapers with our credit card. You see, that credit card didn't care less how faithful we were. That credit card company could care less that we couldn't afford to buy food and pay them. You hear what I'm saying? If you are having trouble anyway, I would say to everybody, if you have credit cards, chop them up. Don't use them. Don't use them. That's a little Ericism there, all right? Most people don't pay off their credit cards. That's the truth. Myth, you need a credit card to rent a car, check into a hotel, or buy online. I know from personal experience that is not true. A debit card will do all of that. A debit card is more risk than a credit card. No, it is not. The Visa debit card, I know for sure, has all the protection of a credit card, and I believe that a MasterCard debit card does as well. Myth, if you pay off your credit card every month, you get to the free use of someone else's money. Truth, CardTrack says 60% of us don't pay off their credit cards every month. This means that we end up paying 18% interest rate or higher. You all know what that is today, right? Myth 13, Make sure your teenager gets a credit card so he or she will learn to be responsible with money.